Mayor Walters, it seems to be a lot of communities in the area are certainly at least looking at the option of electric aggregation. The Beardstown City Council meeting is a committee, heard a presentation last night as we speak. Were you impressed with the presentation? Did you answer some of your questions?
Well, they answered all the questions that were asked of him, and so the council voted unanimously to proceed. The two votes was one. It has to go on a public referendum ballot, which will be in November. So the public decides whether they want to enter into the aggregation agreement. So we cleared the way to get that done, and then depending on the outcome of the vote, we'll hopefully see some reductions in utility rates.
Okay, so when you met Monday, are you going to put it on a formal city council agenda and then vote on it?
Yes.
Okay. So we come up, next?
No, we actually had a special meeting. The vote Monday was a final vote of the city council to go ahead and proceed with getting it on the ballot.
Now, the company that made the presentation, and I don't have the email right in front of me, but what kind of questions were councilmen, maybe you had some questions, what kind of questions did your city council members have for the representative?
Well, they were wanting to know, there's already, as you're probably aware of, there's a number of companies that are soliciting, selling utilities, power to different people, and many have already signed agreements with certain companies, and they were concerned about what would happen with those agreements and how they would get out of them and those types of questions.
Uh-huh. Were you satisfied with the answers you got from your own personal viewpoint?
Yeah.
Was there any thought? I know, as an example, I know Carthage over in Hancock County, they decided to buy the city electricity just for city hall and that through this, and then they're going to put the measure on the ballot for the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
The measure you're going to put on the ballot will be for the city, right, for the people?
Yeah, for the citizens to purchase the power.
Were they saying that you could get pretty significant savings compared to, say, Ameren or whoever you're buying from right
yes,
now?
Yes, they indicated that most of the time they didn't give a specific number because they don't really know because they have to go out and negotiate rates with the providers of the power, but they indicated that their rates would probably be as much as 20% or more less than the current rates charged by Ameren.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else the city has to do? To get it on the ballot, you've made the vote, I guess. All you need to do is maybe ballot language?
Right. They just have to come up with the ballot language, and they actually do the educational process. We got to hold two public hearings, mm-hmm. which is required by the state statute that created this, and we'll hold a couple of public meetings and explain all the details, hopefully, and then it'll be on the November ballot, and the citizens will vote whether they want to enter into an agreement for a citywide small business and residential users.
Did the have the public hearing dates been set yet, or will you do that later?
No. They will be set here in the next, within the next 2 weeks, we'd probably be able to make arrangements to find a place that'd be adequate to hold public hearings, because we have no idea how many people will even be interested. It seems like most people don't get involved until after the fact, but we hope we have a large turnout and people can ask any questions they wish to ask.
When you had the public this presentation, were there any members of the public there, or was it just primarily for the council?
When we had a council meeting, there was no one there except the council members, but when we had the public meetings, we don't know. We haven't had them yet.
Right. Were there any big questions, though? Did the council members have any real big questions that were maybe that they needed an answer to before they'd go with it?
They asked, there was several questions. questions asked, but, I mean, it was nothing, just general information that they wanted to know that they weren't clear on, on exactly how it would be implemented and if there was a escape clause, if it didn't work out, how people could get out of it if they wish or if the city wanted to get out of it, they could, those types of things, and there is.
Yeah, I think generally individuals can get out. And I, as far as the city itself, I'm not sure what kind of provisions. I'm not sure. Can the city, is there like a 30-day notice kind of thing? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a 30, we have to file a 30-day notice if we want to opt out and go back with Ameron if, you know, if the rates were to change. We also ask them about, we want to put an automatic clause in if their rates exceed what the existing Ameron rates were at the time. It automatically terminates the contract, so that's an incentive to keep the rates less than what Ameren offers right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that covers it, Mayor Walters. I appreciate your time.
Okay. You have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
You bet.